one of the week, but you can send us one over the weekend should anything crop up that you need help with. The email address is always talk@b102103.com.
Public apology. I overstepped the mark yesterday. We take turns in reading out the dilemma. I don't know if anybody noticed. Yeah.
Mondays and Wednesday, Niall. Tuesdays and Thursdays, show. And yesterday, just as I took a breath to start, she jumped in and off she went with it. You did a great job, though. You did a great job.
I'm only realising this morning my error, so please hold it against me in my yearly review year or anything like that. I'm very sorry.
That's what I do today.
I didn't mean to steal your moment. I'm
a bit out of sorts now. Thursday's my day.
I know. No, you take the floor, okay. All right? And make this the best dilemma read you've ever done in your life.
Let's read the email then. Hi, Niall and Show.
I've
just moved in with my girlfriend of 18 months. She had been living at home, but had stayed in my house a couple of nights a week previously. Since we moved in, I found her behaviour a bit strange, and I need your advice. We both get home from work around 6, have our dinner, and then we might watch TV for a while before she announces she's off to bed. Now, I'm talking before 8 o'clock. The first night she did it, I asked if she was tired, and she said, "Oh, I'm not going to sleep. I have some bits to do." And I asked what kind of bits, and she said showering, reading, meditating, some social media. And she's done this every night since. I've asked a couple of times, "Do you want me to come up with you?" And she told me no. She needs that time for herself, and I should come up when I'm tired. I can't understand how she'd want to be going to bed at 8 p.m. in the summer. I thought moving in together would mean we'd spend lots of time hanging out. So why is she avoiding me in the evenings?
Oh, has Tom just changed some details? Has he written you a daily dilemma? This could be about me.
It could be. Look, I'm going to be honest. It could be about many Irish girls. Irish girls love going to bed, even if they don't want to go to sleep.
But I will say, never felt more seen or never related to something more than the idea that when we say we are going to bed, it's very different when you say you're going to bed. Mm. So when Thomas says he's going to bed, he's going to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep.
He might brush his teeth.
Yeah,
and then get into bed.
Maybe
he'll read for a few minutes, but the process
couch to bed
is
process
like,
is very
is like
quickly.
2 step probably.
Yeah.
Whereas mine could be 6-7 step. Do you know what I mean?
18-19.
You know what I mean? I've spoken about this before. I don't just go upstairs and go to bed. Like I go upstairs. I even last night would have gone upstairs, had my shower, laid my clothes out for today. Did my skincare, got into bed, wrote in my journal, read my book, did my meditation. You could be racking up an hour.
It's like your mini office.
Yeah, a lot of work to be done when you go up downstairs, Niall. There's no slacking when you get up. So like there's a lot of work that, not work, but there's a it's a process. I just don't get into bed. I couldn't tell you the last time I just got into bed. You know, I just got in without a care in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So her routine is building up to getting into the bed, and also on the front of he's asked her if he should
come
go
up. And
no.
Join her. No, that'd be terrible, would it? If Tom came up and joined you for your activities.
If I hear footsteps and he's coming up and I think, you're going to throw me off. I like this on my own. I like to go through this on my own. It's not for you to come into my... I don't mean that in a bad way, but I also see his point of view.
Yeah, I think they just moved in.
Yeah.
He's excited. He's seen it as an opportunity to spend time together. I don't know if he's lived with girls before or lived with sisters or whatever and realised that sometimes me time is important in the evenings. So he's feeling hard done by.
I do understand his point. And I think when you're in that first stage of moving in together and it should be a bit of fun, like I think you're going to have a chat with her. And maybe she doesn't realise, like she's in her own little world and bed takes many steps, processes. But she has to explain that to him properly. And she also has to allow for the fact that you've just moved in together and you have to make time.
Yeah, well, I'd say two things very quickly. Number one, she's also acclimatizing to living with somebody and probably the me time is important. It's going to take a little bit of time for you to work each other out.
And sometimes you need that space.
Yeah,
if you've been sitting on the couch for a while and then you just go, oh.
The other thing is, by Sunday, Monday, it's going to be 18, 19 degrees at 8 o'clock in the evening. She probably might stay up a little bit later because you'd want to go out to the garden. Will you? Will you stay a little bit later if it's 18 degrees at 8 o'clock, show?
Oh, definitely.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, great.
But I do, I even though I get where she's coming from, I'm also saying that in a relationship, you have to consider the other person. So I do try and stay up a bit later with Tom at the weekends.
Okay, yeah.
It's give and take.
Okay, if you love going to bed early own, 085-102-9103, and what would you say to this guy who's feeling a little bit hard done by?
Richie said, morning guys, what's screaming out to me here is the importance of communication in relationship. Lack of it always leads to overthinking and more often than not into arguments. Men crave intimacy more than women, and that time of that... Oh yeah, okay, and that's the most popular time. Sit her down, create a safe space, air both views, and be accepting of each other's perspectives, then agree on a happy medium, and it will make living together much easier.
Okay, let's take a couple of quick voice notes.
Good morning, you beautiful people. No prob Rob here. No, I'm sorry. When you go to bed, it's kind of in the description there. You just go to bed. It's not called flaffing about time. Just me.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you, Rob. But yeah, I call it faffing. He calls it flaffing. But yeah, I get him. Sean was on.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Good morning, Pete. Just a quick one on the meditation bits before bed. Respect it. Let it have it. Give it to her. I mean, don't give it to her. Just let her have that. Firstly, that's what she's used to. Secondly, it's got nothing to do with you. If that's what she requires in the evenings, just respect it. And it'll be grand. So long as there's no signs of her not being interested in you at all, you don't have anything to be concerned about.
That's a really good point. Like, it's not actually personal. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I don't think anyway. Keep it on. I will not read out the name on this message. Anonymous, completely. I'm in a new relationship and she would take her unwind time a few times a week, even if it's for an hour after work, and then she'll bounce back and be full of energy for the rest of the evening. How does she do that? I see no problem with what the girl in the dilemma is doing. You see, once I'm gone, I'm gone.
Yeah. Jamie was on and says, I can't understand why men want to be around their women so much. It's a new relationship. Obviously, in a few years, you'd be mad to get a bit of time to yourself away from the nagging.
Excuse. I don't know what to say to them. That sounds like there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
What else have we got here? Emma said, I think these days we are expected to do everything for everyone, and that's why everyone is mentally drained. You can't take time out now, or it's a big deal or an insult to another person, when really everyone needs time to themselves to actually relax.
And Tony was on from Gorey. Oh, I get it. He thought that when he moved in there was going to be loads of quote back rubs, but now he's feeling a little left out because her screen time is interrupting him. Ha ha ha. Welcome to the average Irish relationship with the average Irish woman, says Tony.
There's a lot to unpack. There's a lot of little subtle digs, but they're not. They're just digs, to be honest with you.